Going forward, you're going to see a bunch of prompts that I give you for journaling, writing that eventually will be turned into your about page on your website and your bio and anywhere else you want to describe your work. Now, I know that answering these questions, such as what's my origin story of my business, can be intimidating, can be blocking. I know it's not easy for us, most of us, to do this. If it's easy for you, then congratulations, you are definitely going to make faster progress. But for most of us, it's difficult, it's intimidating. The more perfectionistic you are, the more that's true. So let me give you two quick, well, one quick one and one more in-depth one, strategies to deal with this. One, the quick strategy is just to move on to the next prompt. If it's not, if it's like you're being faced with a question of what struggle brought me into my business, and you're like, oh, I have to think about this, or I have to, it's like scary for me to talk about this. That's okay. Move on to the next question. See if that one's a bit easier for you, and just keep moving on to the next, to the next, to the next question, to the next lesson, next lesson, next lesson, until you find a question that is easier for you to answer, that you can start journaling. Oh yeah, I can talk about this pretty easily. And once you get going writing about it, it's probably going to be easy for you to go back to a previous question that was a little bit less easy for you. And also, when you're writing, remember, write messily. That's how our first draft of our about page, our description is going to be. It's going to have to be messy. It's going to get way better over the months as you keep refining it. Now, so even just a few words, that doesn't have to be complete sentences, just a few words, whatever words come to you as you're looking at that prompt, you can always just write, oh, I have three words I have to say about this right now. Let me move on to the next question. Keep the momentum of moving on. Okay. So that's the first strategy. The second strategy, more in depth, but really, I think it's quite fun. Interview each other. There are others in this course who would love to do this with you. In fact, if you want, and maybe you already have a buddy that you formed earlier in one of our earlier lessons, that maybe you and your buddy can do this. But if you don't have a buddy, or your buddy and you, it's not the right fit for whatever reason, comment below and say, I'm looking for an interview buddy, like George said in the video above. And the interview buddy goes like this. You meet with them for half an hour, or an hour, however long you can do it, okay? You split the time in half, and let's say the first half, you are the one being helped, or they're the, it doesn't matter. The first half, the interviewer asks the interviewee the questions that are difficult for the interviewee. Now, the interviewee, if you're an interviewee, you might wanna gather the prompts, okay? This is actually important. It's good use of your time. Gather the prompts that you're having trouble writing about quickly. Okay, like, oh, I got to think about this. I'm intimidated. I'm perfectionistic. You know, whatever. Gather those prompts. Send it to your interviewer in advance to say, by the way, these are the questions. Or you could do it, you could copy and paste it to the Zoom chat, you know, in real time when you're on the call with them. And so when it's your turn to be interviewed, they will ask you those questions one by one. And you're faced with a person, a real person. And you don't have to look into the camera. This interview is not for social media or for YouTube or whatever. This interview is for you to talk out, because many of us, myself included, have dealt with writer's block for years. I don't have talker's block. The people who have writer's block typically don't have talker's block, especially when you're not talking in isolation on a video, but you're answering someone's question who hopefully the interviewer is genuinely interested. So, Jessica, tell me what got you into this work? Like, what, think about what was the impetus that got you into wanting to do, you know, teach prenatal yoga? Like, what was the, yeah, like, did you have your own experience that made you realize you needed to do this, or you helped somebody, you know? So basically, this is what the interviewer, and hello, interviewers, please do this for your interviewee. Don't just be dry and go, what was your origin story? Because ChatGPT could have done that for you in your place, right? Like you, as a human being, you lean into that genuine heart of interest for the person you're asking questions. And then now it's their turn to say, well, you know, I'm glad you asked, because actually I couldn't have thought of this when I was writing, but yeah, there's that one time when this happened, you know, whatever it may be, right? So This, okay, before you start answering questions, I'm glad you're still watching this video before you do this. Before you start answering questions, record. Press record. Important. Because if you don't press record, then you won't have your answers. So press record. And if you're hosting the Zoom call and you're now interviewing your buddy and they're answering the questions, you have to first give them permission in your Zoom. You highlight their name, click on more in the participants list, click on more, and then click allow to record local files. And then once you're interviewing them, they can press record on their Zoom and it'll work. If you can't figure this out, then you have to stop the recording and then press record again for them. So you have two separate files that you can send them their file. Anyway, press record. Got it? And then your interviewer asks you questions and then you answer it without, again, messily is fine, without any sense of, well, I have to say this first and then that. No, just answer the question like you're in a conversation. Because that's exactly what this is. It's a conversation. Now, once you have finished the recording, you end the meeting. Zoom will process, takes about, 10, 15, 30 minutes, depending on how fast your computer is. You'll now have a file on your computer and you upload this file to YouTube as an unlisted video. Let me go ahead and show you what I mean. So I'm gonna share my screen right now. And you go to youtube.com/, I'll show you, youtube.com/upload, youtube.com/upload, and it'll automatically go into your YouTube account, go to your YouTube studio. It's a long, long link, but youtube.com/upload is the shortcut to wherever your place you upload. And then you select file and you upload it. I'm going to go ahead and select a file that uploaded that I made today. Okay. And when you're uploading this, you're not going to share it with the world. Don't worry. You're not sharing with the world. What we're going to do is we're going to we're just going to click next. Don't worry about anything. No monetization. Turn that off. Doesn't matter. This is only for you. You're going to make a private video. Okay, you're going to make it unlisted or private. Doesn't matter. It's going to have the same effect. Let's just say private because you want to make sure nobody can ever see this except for you. Click save. Okay, now it's a private video. All right. Now, what's going to do is you're going to be brought to this screen later. Okay, or you're gonna be brought to the screen after you upload it. Keep the screen here after about an hour. Give it about an hour, sometimes 2 to 3 hours, depending on how busy YouTube is. Refresh this page. Click on refresh button. Okay, refresh button, and then go to the video you uploaded. I'm gonna go to this one I uploaded a while ago. This is also a private video for me. And then, oh, sorry, let me show you. Go to that video you uploaded and click the pencil icon next to that video. Okay. Pencil icon. And then click on the subtitles icon, which is somewhere down here. You'll find it, the subtitles icon. It's above monetization. Click on subtitles. Click on duplicate and edit. Duplicate and edit. And now you have a transcript that you can copy and paste. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to copy this, Control C or Command C on a Mac. Go to AI.com. Okay, make sure you go to https://AI.com. Okay. Don't go to any other place. There are a lot of scammers out there for ChatGPT. So go to AI.com and then go and then do it like this and then paste in your message. Okay. I think I'm using this. Is it working? Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's working. Okay. ChatGPT 3.5 is just fine. I think 4 is okay for this too, but 3.5 is fine. Paste it in. Yeah, paste it in. And before you press enter, go to the very top, which is Command up arrow. Command up arrow takes you to the very top, or Control up arrow takes you to the very top. And do Shift Enter. Sorry, I know. Shift Enter. Yeah, Shift Enter. Basically, at the very beginning, you might want to do this in a Google document before you put it here if you're not as good about these keyboard shortcuts as me. In the beginning, put this. Please add punctuation marks to the following, but keep the text the same otherwise. Okay, I'm going to show you. Please add punctuation marks to the following, but keep the text the same otherwise, except also turn it into bullet points. Okay. I like the bullet points so I can see like each thing, but you don't have to do this. But okay, and then press enter. And then boom, it's gonna do it right now. You see? So this is in my language. I'm going to give you a couple of facts I think are important of a story that's really effective, right? Like this is literally in my language, not changing anything, and it's all already in bullet points, and it's in bullet points of it's even sub bullet points. It's pretty cool. And if it runs out, you see, it's running out now. It's running out of tokens. So what you do is you click on the continue button. Try this. Click on the continue button and it'll just continue from here to finish doing it. And if it doesn't, if it runs out again, it might run out again. We'll see. Okay. No, it didn't run out. It's done. There's no continue button. So there it is. So that's the entire YouTube transcript. So I hope this is helpful. Now that you have the YouTube transcript or the transcript of what you said during the interview, you can now turn that into part of your about page. So enjoy. Comment below if you want to do this with somebody else. And if you already see comments below, reply to that person and say, sure, let's do it, because there's not going to be that many people who want to do this perhaps. And so just go ahead and reply to others. So enjoy the experience.